In the Enemies of Islam series, Project Zionism, we described in detail the Zionist project, and over the course of 24 episodes, we showed the world the prohibition of the Zio-imperialist guardianship, the fraudulent creation of the Zionist state, the anti-democratic statements of the Zionists, the countless Jewish denominations opposing Zionism, the myriad of rabbis opposing Zionism over the last 200 years, the stark difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, and how the Holy Lands of Palestine have been transformed into the world's largest prison by the Zio-imperialist powers. Yet despite all the damage that the rogue Zio-imperialist settler colonialist state of Israel has caused on a regional and global level, it is still only a weak project in a wider global neo-imperialist Zionist agenda working towards global domination. In these last four episodes of the Enemies of Islam series, Project Zionism, we will put forth a solution to the Zionist problem in Palestine from different angles, and conclude with the ultimate solution to the Zionist problem in Palestine. We start with the real Jewish stance on the Zionist problem in Palestine. The Netzarei Karta says, "The Zionists convinced a segment of world Jewry to leave behind their faith in the Almighty God, and to not trust in his security, and to take matters into their own hands. The Zionists forced their way out of exile and built a Jewish state. This act in itself was a severe violation of the Torah, which forbids Jews to establish their own state before the coming of the Messiah. The act is doubly sinful when we consider that the Zionists founded their state in a land already inhabited by the Palestinian people. The Zionists cruelly expelled, murdered, and persecuted the Palestinians and stole their land, all terrible crimes in the eyes of the Torah. Starting from its founding day in the year 1897, Zionism aroused sharp condemnation from all the rabbis, both in Palestine and all around the world. All of religious Jewry was united in its opposition to this dangerous new movement and fought it fiercely. The result was that Zionism took hold almost exclusively among non-religious Jews. Rabbi Cohen says, "Jewish Orthodox teaching is totally opposed to Zionism on grounds of religious belief and on grounds of Jewish religious values of humanitarianism. Furthermore, we are forbidden to attempt to form our own regime in Palestine, and we are warned of dire consequences if we attempt to override this prohibition. To do so is considered a rebellion against the Almighty God. Because of the above, the whole idea of a Zionist state is a flawed concept and is the underlying cause of the strife in the Middle East. As Jews, we are ashamed of our brethren who have followed the Zionist path, and we wish to state that Zionists do not in any way represent the Jewish people as they would like to have the world believe." Rabbi Amram Blau. Rabbi Blau says, "The Jewish people are absolutely opposed to any injury against the Arab nation. The Arab nation never harmed the Jewish people until the advent of Zionist nationalism." Professor Thomas Kolsky. In his book Jews Against Zionism, The American Council for Judaism, 1942-1948, Professor Kolsky writes, "The American Council for Judaism rejected the creation of an exclusively Jewish state as undemocratic and as a retreat from the universal vision of Judaism." Rabbi Hirsch adds, "Our fight, our campaigns, our message is with Palestine. Our ties of friendship and profound respect with Muslims are proof that Zionist Israel's claims are a lie. Whatever enmity exists between Muslims and Jews today is Israeli-made, not the other way around. Nothing in the scriptures justifies or even calls for the conquest of Palestine." Rabbi Yosef Zvi Dushinsky. Rabbi Dushinsky says, We furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. And finally, in the words of Neturei Karta International, we seek the return of all Palestinian refugees to their rightful land. We seek to live in the land of Palestine as anti-Zionist Jews, to reside as loyal and peaceful Palestinian citizens in peace and harmony with our Muslim brethren. Just as our ancestors lived in Palestine for centuries before the usurpations of this tragic century. Thus, the State of Israel must be dissolved quickly and peacefully.